Hey, everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So apparently a pornographic video was tweeted on Sam Gipp's Twitter account, and he's just on there tweeting over and over again to try to make it seem like I had something to do with it or to blame me. He's claiming that his Twitter account was hacked and that it was, quote, a paid hit to destroy him. And he's insinuating over and over again that I'm behind it. He keeps bringing me up in conjunction with this, even though obviously I don't have anything to do with it. Now look, I'm gonna give Sam Gipp the benefit of the doubt here that he did not accidentally tweet porn, you know, that he didn't go on some porn site and accidentally share it to Twitter or something. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt here that, you know, let's say he got a virus on his computer, or let's say, you know, he probably just got a spam email and accidentally clicked on a bad link or whatever. Okay. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on that. But his story that his account was hacked is bizarre. And to try to blame it on me is even more bizarre. Okay. Why would someone hack his Twitter? Is he just this major target for hacking? And if they did hack his account, why would they just post one porn video? And apparently the video was up for several weeks before anybody noticed it. And then I guess one of his friends finally clicked on the video and told him about it or something like that. So why would somebody just hack his Twitter account and post one porn video and that's it? Okay, it's much more likely that he accidentally, you know, clicked a weird link in an email or whatever. And again, that's giving him the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't surfing porn. Okay. Not saying that he was or anything like that. But listen to what he put on his Twitter page. It says, "Someone hacked this account and posted a pornographic video on my homepage. It was brought to my attention tonight by a pastor friend. On the date I supposedly posted this video, my wife and I were driving all day and I never even opened my Twitter account." Next tweet. "Heard from another pastor who got the same slanderous email, but it was sent from a different email account. The addresses the emails were sent from are," when they give a few addresses, "I have exposed a treacherous cult leader whose only power is via the internet over the past few years. I do not know if he's connected with slanderous email." Of course, he's talking about me there. So if he doesn't know if I'm connected with the slanderous email or the hacking of his Twitter account, then why would he bring that? Why would he publicly state, "Well, I've been exposing this guy and I don't know if he's..." Well, what in the world? Then if you don't know, then why would you just throw that out there? Just this wild railing accusation. And he gets specific later on. His next tweet says, "Just changed all my passwords." His next tweet, "Any preacher who keeps yelling I'm the man of God around here isn't a man of God." And again, he's referring to my video where I'm preaching on the Trinity and I throw somebody out who tries to come take over the service and I scream that I'm the man of God here. That's what he's referring to. Then he says this, "From the guy that placed the porn video on my Twitter site. I'd post porn spam all day long as they would leave it up. It would be great fun. Second, my loyalties remain with Pastor Anderson." So I guess we're supposed to believe that someone who I paid, according to him, to post porn to his Twitter account will then say, "I support Pastor Anderson." I mean, that who would believe this bizarre narrative? Then he says this, "The investigator says it looks like a German company." I guess because my wife's German. "Known for fraud and phishing and blackmail, was paid to plant the picture. This was a paid hit to destroy me." So he would expect us to believe that someone hired a German company to hack his Twitter and post porn, and then that person who was hired would say, "Oh, and by the way, my loyalties are with Pastor Anderson." I mean, this is a very bizarre story that he's expecting people to believe. And then the next thing he says is, "I call my ministry a friend to churches, and anyone that hurts churches, I'll go after. Slanderson sends his agents into churches to bring them into his cult." I've opposed Slanderson for attacking churches, and that's why he wants to destroy me. Again, he's falsely accusing me of supposedly hiring a German company to hack his account, post porn, and then say, yeah, and we're loyal to Pastor Anderson. I mean, what kind of a stupid nonsense is this? Let's see what else he says here. I'm sorry to all those who had to see the vile video. I'm also sorry for what they will do next. It will be more vile and better executed. So either this is basically what it comes down to. Either he was surfing porn and accidentally tweeted it, which I'm not saying that's what happened, okay? Or what I think is the most likely, if we always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, right? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he was opening a message on Facebook or Twitter or an email or something, and he clicked on something that, you know, caused him to tweet something. Okay. Because I know I've gotten weird emails that look like they came from my friends with spam links in them or something. Okay. I've never had that happen to me, but I've seen a lot of my friends' emails where their email would start sending out spam, or their Facebook would start messaging out spam. Now, I don't know anything about Twitter, admittedly. I have a Twitter account, but I don't know how to use it. I have it connected to YouTube and Facebook, so when I do stuff on YouTube and Facebook, it automatically posts to Twitter. But I don't actually know how Twitter works. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here that it was just an innocent mistake that he clicked on, you know, some kind of a spam link or the wrong kind of a link. But for him to just lash out and attack me, I mean, it's just bizarre. You know, in the last days, there will be false accusers. What a random false accusation. His account tweets porn, and all he can think is to blame Steven Anderson, because I guess, you know, I'm a computer guy. To him, that just means I must have put this horrible video on his Twitter, which I don't even know what the video was. I never saw the video. I just saw this thing about it that it was tweeted on there. So anyway, I just wanted to make this video just to show how Sam Gipp is such a weirdo that he would just throw this railing false accusation with absolutely no evidence, you know, this bizarre narrative that I supposedly hacked his account. I don't think anyone hacked his account. I think he just pushed the wrong button and is the victim of some kind of a scam that probably posts porn on all kinds of people's timelines or whatever. But again, I don't know. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.